West Virginia's congressional leaders will be asked to vote this week on a bill to fund the government through April 2017. But that bill may also be the only hope for thousands of coal miners set to lose their health care benefits at the end of the year. West Virginia Senators Shelley Moore Capito and Joe Manchin have been trying for more than a year to get Congress to pass the Miners Protection Act. The bill takes money for cleaning up abandoned mines and puts it toward a fund that pays for the pension and health care benefits of thousands of coal miners. That fund is quickly running out of money. But the Miners Protection Act won't be put to a vote before Congress heads home for their scheduled holiday break. Instead, West Virginia senators are trying to get the funding for just the health care benefits added to a continuing resolution that would fund federal government operations through the spring. That resolution must be approved by Friday when previous funding legislation runs out. Without the resolution, Capito says an estimated 13,000 miners and retirees would lose their health care at the end of the month.
That's priority one, I think, is to preserve the health benefits for those who are getting ready to lose it. We do not know exactly how this is going to roll out, but it better roll out that those folks are going to get the health care that they deserve.
Capito says pension benefits are not expected to be included in the federal government funding bill, but she's committed to returning to them later. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara at the State House.